For many people, the holidays signal the start of a joyous time, snow season. It means strapping on skis or hopping onto a sled to tear into soft, fluffy powder. That's the case for Greg Corio. Corio oversees West Virginia University's Youth Development Initiative Office. He helps get students of all ages outside. He's also been an avid ice climber for almost two decades.
The only way to describe it is it's magical. There's so many features and so many details and little knobs and little pieces and dripping water as you're climbing up it. And it's like climbing up the side of Magic Kingdom's castle, or just this incredible, just beautiful environment to be in.
He says here in West Virginia, the tight-knit ice climbing community is used to having just a small window to get out onto the ice.
That's why you have to drop everything and go whenever it does present that opportunity for us.
But he says that window seems to be shrinking.
You know, we've had several years where we haven't had any ice at all.
And he's not the only one who's concerned. West Virginia's $250 million ski industry has always had to factor in the state's variable climate. But for one resort, investing in new technology could be the key to combating the impacts of climate change. That sound is the lifeblood of West Virginia's ski industry, snowmaking.
Basically, if we didn't have snowmaking here, we might be able to open for February, maybe a couple weeks in February.
Ty Tagmeyer is the snowmaking manager at Snowshoe Mountain Resort.
We generally don't get a good heavy snow until late January, February. We will get dustings in, you know, a foot at a time. But to be able to open a ski trail, we need 4 to 5 feet of natural snow.
Tagmeyer leads a team of more than a dozen guides and what he calls the art of making snow. To replicate what nature does, they take highly pressurized water and air and pipe it into a snowmaking machine, often called a snow gun. When the two elements collide, the water breaks into tiny particles, and when they are blown into below freezing air, they turn to snow. West Virginia's ski industry has always relied on snowmaking, but as the climate changes, it's becoming more important.
The snowmaking windows that we see, the windows of time when the temperature is low enough to make snow, have gotten shorter over the years.
Sean Kessel is Snowshoe's public relations manager. Snowshoe has invested more than $4 million into newer, more efficient snowmaking machines. He says this doesn't just save money on the resort's electricity bills. It's a hedge against the impacts of climate change.
So we have to make as much snow as we used to, but in shorter buckets of time. And the technology is keeping pace with that, you know, the ability to do that. And so continuing to invest in that technology is critical.
Kessel takes me to see some of the new snowmaking machines. We head to Cup Run, a long, steep trail on the mountain's western-facing slope.
I think we've had these on since Monday afternoon, and it was grass before that. So it's Thursday, and there's almost enough snow to open it. So
enough snow is an understatement. As we walk out onto the run, we drop mid-thigh deep in icy powder. Cup Run is outfitted with 75 stick guns. Snow flies out of these 30-foot-high metal poles, no thicker than a pipe you might find under your kitchen sink. They're quiet enough that we can have a conversation standing right underneath them.
So yeah, these use a fraction of the energy that old snowmaking equipment did.
All told, the upgrades save an estimated 5 million kilowatts of electricity each year, or enough to power 500 homes. Some of the resort's snowmaking machines have been automated to shut off when temperatures get too warm to make quality snow. The goal is to be more nimble as snowmaking becomes ever increasingly important. But boosting climate resilience isn't top of mind for everyone who works with West Virginia's ski industry.
Traditionally in West Virginia, we have numerous freeze-thaw cycles throughout the winter. That's just because of the situation, and that's not a change from years past.
Joe Stevens is the executive director of the trade group, the West Virginia Ski Areas Association. He says the state's variable topography has always meant West Virginia ski resorts have had to rely on snowmaking to provide that reliable product skiers and snowboarders want. His job is to boost the number of visitors who will experience West Virginia's unique ski areas. Expanding summer offerings like mountain biking, hiking, ziplining, and more has helped.
Most resorts do offer summertime activities.
But making ski resorts summer destinations is also another hedge against climate change, and probably a good bet. Just ask a climate scientist.
My name is Jake Crouch, and I'm a climate scientist at NOAA's National Centers for Environmental Information.
Crouch grew up in Beckley and spent his formative years skiing at Winter Place. He says if you look at the data from the last 50 years, temperatures in West Virginia have not risen as much as they have across the rest of the United States. But what has changed is how variable the temperatures can be.
But one thing we are seeing is that the really warm years are getting warmer, and the really cold years are also getting warmer.
Another really important thing that is happening as a result of climate change, West Virginia is getting more precipitation. This has increased flooding, and in the near term, it could mean more snowfall for parts of the state. But Crouch says climate models also predict West Virginia will catch up with the rest of the country when it comes to temperature.
So we're kind of in a sweet spot right now where, you know, temperatures are warming, but they're not warming that fast for West Virginia yet. That is expected to change in the coming decades.
Even warmer temperatures will become the norm, and that doesn't bode well for snow. Warming temperatures is something ice climber Corio thinks a lot about, especially as he scales sheer 80-foot-tall ice formations.
We had several years in a row where we didn't have any ice climbing at all, and it's just kind of sad, like, okay, wow, that whole season, it never formed up.
Still, at least for now, Corio eagerly awaits for temperatures to drop, and he keeps his gear ready in case the perfect conditions present themselves.